Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The left fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Norm Bez. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Norm Bez. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Lump trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pignatano. The throw from Nixon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz strikes out. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hankins. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey bunts towards the mound. Monbuket fields it and throws to first for the out. Hankins moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Bill Monbuket. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pignatano moves to third. Del Greco moves to second. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pignatano scores. Del Greco scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 4 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Baz moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wirtz. Baz scores. Hauser moves to third. Hankins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Forknealy's covering, for the out. Hauser scores. Hankins moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics 5, and Boston Red Sox 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.